Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today on WIFM. I'm Danny Hall, and we're welcoming to our program this morning from the Yadkin County and Davie County Cooperative Extension Service, Phil Rucker. Good morning, Phil.
Good morning, Danny.
Thank you for joining us today. I hope you're doing well, my friend.
Yeah, everything's going well.
Well, that's good, and springtime's always a good time. Things are growing, and things are green, and everybody's feeling good about stuff. There are a lot of things we need to remember to do and think about, though, and among those, the spring management practices is that you definitely do not want to overlook. So, Phil, first of all, start us off. Let's talk a little bit about how the weather's been this spring and what we can look forward to from there.
Well, as you well know, it was dry for a long time. And then all of a sudden we had like 4 to 6 inches of rain, and then it ended up a little dry. Then we had 1.5 to 2 to 3 inches. And so it's been very up and down, and temperatures have been in the 60s. Upper 80s, yeah. Back in the 60s, and made it very difficult for individuals to know when to plant, what to plant, when to make hay, and they're starting to get a little bit behind on some of their normal farm chores.
Oh, I see. So with the inconsistent weather, it does make it more difficult. I guess it'd be educated guesses in what to do when you're trying to deal with the weather, right?
Yeah, for most farmers, it is an educated guess.
What are some important practices that livestock owners need to handle now before they get too busy?
Some of the things they need to look at, because once the weather does break, and it's looking like there's a lot of hay being made right now, but there's some things that livestock need before we really get into the summer heat, and that's going to be just some good basic management, such as deworming your animals, because they've gone all winter and they need to have a clean digestive system before they're turned out there on the really high grass to make sure they don't reinfect pastures with worms. And it gives them a good head start as they start doing the grazing on the fresh grass, as well as vaccinate your animals. As moms and dads, we make sure all of our family are up on their shots and visit the doctor and all that good stuff. And we need to do the same thing with our livestock, because if they're not healthy, they're not going to function the way we want them to.
Right. Our guest is Phil Rucker. He's extension agent with the Yadkin and Davie County Cooperative Extension Service, talking about some of those spring management practices we need to put into place. And I've seen this with my own eyes. The springtime has come around. We see people, horse owners, they like to get out and ride. It's been pretty good for that a lot of times. But what do horse owners, what kind of management practices they need to do to take care of those horses?
Well, as I said earlier, I can't stress enough the deworming and vaccination, because a healthy animal is going to perform. They're going to be able to withstand the elements better. They're going to cause you less issues. So speak with your veterinarian. Make sure you get those animals dewormed and vaccinated properly, and fly control.
Yes.
Flies are out. They may not really cause much damage to your animal, but they can really bother them. We don't like flies buzzing around us.
Exactly.
And I know our livestock, horses, if I'm sitting up in a saddle, I don't want a horse fly or something bothering that horse, and it's more interested in getting rid of that fly than it is you're trying to keep me safely up there in the saddle.
Interesting way you put it, too, because you think about sitting around on your porch or somewhere and a fly keeps buzzing around you. It's very irritating. It would be the same for an animal, and as you said, quite distracting, too, which that's when you come into real problems.
Yeah, very much so. And while you're thinking about fly control, a few other things to think about would be getting your farrier to look at your horse's hooves. And before you get into some serious riding, such as trail rides, shows, things like that, make sure those hooves are in good shape and your farrier trims them up and has the horses ready to go. Line up hay. I know that sounds kind of weird right now, but folks were hunting hay this winter.
Oh, yeah.
Now's a good time while everybody's making hay to line up your hay supply so you don't hit the winter and wonder if you're going to have enough.
Make hay while the sun shines and make sure you get some hay while the sun shines.
Yes, sir.
Hey, this is kind of off the path question here, I guess. I see a lot of riders in my part of the country, and they're riding on the roadways. Is that, do you need to do something different for the horses if they're going to ride on pavement as opposed to a lot of trail riding?
Yeah, it's not real safe to ride on the road.
Right.
As a lot of traffic can make horses nervous, and the asphalt is not really good on your horse's hooves, joints, and just structure because they're on a very hard surface.
Right.
Speak with your farrier, speak with your veterinarian about shoes. If they think your horse needs shoes, riding on the asphalt. Most folks need to get off the road and on the grass as much as possible. Mm-hmm. If I was a runner, I wouldn't want to run on asphalt. No. I'd rather be on grass or a softer surface. And our equine friends would rather have the same thing. But I would definitely have a sit down with my farrier as well as my veterinarian just to make sure that the horse is fine. As far as structure, you're not doing anything to harm the horse.
Our guest is Phil Rucker. Phil's with the Yadkin and Davie County Cooperative Extension Service, talking about things to do the springtime. And you mentioned people making hay. What pasture hayland management practice we need to be focusing on right now?
If you walk out in your yard, you'll probably see the same thing we see out there in haylands, pastures, and weeds.
Oh my gosh,
weeds,
yes.
Weeds, weeds, weeds. And the weird weather, going through a long dry spell and then having a lot of rain, then another dry spell and a lot of rain, temperatures up and down, our grass is kind of confused, but weeds are designed to survive and actually thrive. So we've got a lot of weeds out there, and I strongly suggest people get a proper ID. Don't go out there and say, well, I think it's this, and I'm going to ask Lowe's or my farm and garden store for something to spray on this.
Right.
We need to know what it is.
Mm-hmm. And you can help out with that, right?
Yes. Any cooperative extension office can help you get a positive identification on a weed. It works really well if you can bring in a fresh sample,
right,
roots and everything, so mm-hmm, we get to see the whole plant. If not, a good photograph works pretty well, too.
Okay. See, I didn't realize you'd been spying on me at my house and knew that everything in my yard was weeds.
I see a lot of things out there.
Yeah.
I don't think you're a lone stranger. I think everybody's running into some of that.
I finally just decided if it's green, I'll just mow it, so that's the best I can do. Phil Rucker.
Sounds good.
Phil Rucker is our guest. Phil, warm weather, obviously, bringing out the weeds. We know that. But also scum on the ponds, too. What do we do about that? How do we clean that up?
There's a lot of backyard recreational farm ponds, and they can sometimes be an afterthought, mm-hmm, because there's so many other things going on. What they don't understand is when it rains, it washes a lot of stuff into that pond.
Right.
So it can stir up a lot of sediment on the bottom, which is very nutrient rich.
Mm.
So that can cause a weed bloom, whether it's an algae or an underwater weed or cattails or a lot of different things. Once again, we need a positive ID.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the algae you have to look at under a microscope.
Wow.
To really know if it's this algae or that algae, so you know what to do for it. Sometimes you need a herbicide. Sometimes you need something else. But once again, you got to have that ID. So it's a whole lot like going to the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
They have to know what's wrong with you in order to be able to treat you, or else they're going to waste your money and everybody's time. So positive ID is very vital.
Well, that is the thing about it, Phil, because if you don't have the proper identification, then you might not necessarily be getting the proper spray or whatever you're going to do to take care of it. That's a waste of money. It's also a waste of valuable time on a farm, isn't it?
Yeah, and using the wrong product at the wrong time or at the wrong amount.
Mm-hmm.
See, you're able to waste your money. You're not going to get the total control you want, and it could actually cause a fish kill.
Oh, yeah, and you don't want that. Cause damage, yeah.
No.
Phil Rucker, people have any follow-up questions about what we talked about today or anything else related, and as you said, getting identification on those weeds and that sort of thing, how do they get in touch with you?
They can call us at 336-679- 2061.
Okay. Phil Rucker is extension agent with the Yadkin and Davie County Cooperative Extension Service. Working hard as always, Phil. I appreciate your time this morning and always look forward to talking with you and getting this information. We appreciate it. Hope you have a great rest of the day and a great spring.
Thank you very much.
And folks, thank you for joining us for Extension Today right here on WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM, presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.